Imagine a doctor who does an appendicitis on you. He went for a regular checkup. He checks you out. He says, I see there's a problem with your appendix. It's going to be a problem. Baruch Hashem, you came, because in another 2-3 days, it would have exploded, and who knows who you got into the hospital on time. But you're here, a routine checkup, very good. It's a routine operation. You'll be out of the hospital in one day. You have Hakaras HaTov for that doctor? You should have Hakaras HaTov. You should have appreciation for the doctor. But on the other hand, he did a routine operation. He's done it thousands of times. One person in a million dies from the operation. But you have to have an appreciation. Now imagine a situation where all of a sudden you have a heart seizure. You rush to the hospital. They say you have a very serious problem, and we have to operate. It's life-threatening, and the odds of success are 5%. But we have the biggest expert. We will fly him in, and he's going to do the operation, and we hope it'll be successful. And it succeeds. You have appreciation for that doctor? You better. Is it the same appreciation that you have for the doctor who did the routine appendicitis? I hope you understand that your appreciation, your Hakaras HaTov for the doctor, as well as to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to be infinitely greater. But somebody from the side who doesn't know what's going on saw two operations. Saw a doctor with an operation and you walked out healthy. Saw another operation and you walked out healthy. They don't know anything. What's the difference? The difference is how much you know about how much of an effort and how amazing the doctor was and what a miraculous saving you had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the problems that the generation has now in general, and unfortunately you won't be troubled if I say a problem that you have now, is a lack of appreciation for what we have right now. We think that we have maybe an appendicitis, a successful appendicitis. And we don't realize that we have a cardiovascular surgery with a 0.1% chance of success. And it succeeded. We don't have enough of an appreciation, and I'm going to speak to this tzibur, because this is the only tzibur that would listen to what I have to say about Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzmaut out there in the world, both in the secular people and the Haredi people. They're not going to listen to me. You guys will, I hope. You have to, but I hope you'll also listen to me. That you need to understand, you need to read the history, and you need to appreciate the war of independence and the Six-Day War, the unbelievable miracles. The unbelievable miracles. And the Yom Kippur War, where Israel was on the brink of destruction again after the Six-Day War. And in reality, as the files are going to be declassified, the miracles of the Yom Kippur War were actually on a certain level greater than the Six-Day War. They took a lot longer, and there were four times as many people killed, but the miracles were unbelievable. So we want to have an appreciation of what we have. We have to appreciate what we have. And you have to know, and you have to study it, and you have to learn about it, and not take it for granted. And it's very easy to take it for granted, because we're looking around at a country that's one of the strongest economies, and one of the lowest cell phone rates, and high-speed internet. And we don't appreciate what it used to be, and what we have, and how it got to be here. And you're sitting learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Now this day tomorrow, and a little bit today also, are conflicted days. They're confusing days, they're conflicted days. We alluded yesterday in the Shmuz, and we'll come back to the main theme of the Sfiras HaOmer between Pesach and Shavuos, and the idea of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva dying specifically then, because lo noagu kovod ze bezeh, and it can't be coincidental that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engineered these days dafka specifically between Pesach and Shavuos during the Omer period, which is primed for strife and primed for machlokas and primed for the opposite of Nagu Kavo Zebize. I want to focus for a couple of minutes on the things that are not in controversy. They're not supposed to be controversial. There's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And it was a mitzvah that until 150 years ago was inaccessible to most Jews. And the Klal Yisrael is returning to Eretz Yisrael miraculously in fulfillment of prophecies. And Eretz Yisrael has become the Torah center of the world, flourishing Torah. And this is happening because there are people who are Moser Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manipulating the miracles, and there are people down here who are Moser Nefesh. And we have to appreciate the fact that we are here because of what they are sacrificing. Hakaras Hatov, appreciation. There's a concept in Musar, we talk about it many times during the year, no se ba'olim chavero. When you have a friend who has a problem, one of the memches dvarim shatorah niknes bahem, the Torah is acquired, is no se ba'olim chavero. Help your friend carry the burden. He has to feel it, and you have to feel it. And we don't feel it. We're sitting here in a very comfortable air-conditioned base medrash, and we don't appreciate the difficulties that soldiers go through, the mud, and the cold, and the heat, and the mesiris nefesh, the life-threatening situations. Shmuel just sent around a video on Roi Klein Zecher, Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, who gave up his life to save 11 soldiers in the Lebanese war 13 years ago. You've got to watch those videos. You've got to see what these soldiers go through. You've got to read the books where it's described what these people do. And think about whether you are being no se ba'olim chavero, whether when you can get you can get up 15 minutes earlier to daven a little better, to learn a little extra Torah, to devote some Torah to their welfare. Are you thinking about that? There's a very important Gemara that we quote every year. The Gemara talks about Rav Yosef Breda, Rav Yoshua Cholish, Ingid, Amalei Avu, and my Chazis. So he basically died and came back. His father said, what did you see up in the next world? And he said, Olam Hafuch Ra'itzi, I saw an upside down world. He was up there. And he said, the people who down here are despised are honored up there. And the people who are honored up there are despised down here. The people who are despised down here are honored up there. It's an inverted world from what we see. And his father said, no. Olam Boru Ra'ita. You saw a clear world. The Torah scholars that are not given the proper kavod here, oh, they're going to get real kavod up there. And the millionaires and the sports stars that we give so much kavod to down here, up there, they're nothing. And then he said, the continuation, what else did you see? Okay, the P here. I heard that Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmudo biyado. I heard that powerful is the person who comes with his Talmud, his Gemara, his Limud Torah. And haruge malchus ain't called biruye yechol olamod b'mechitzas. The haruge malchus, there were people who were killed by the kings, and nobody can stand in their place. They're the holiest people. And the Gemara says, who are these people? And the Gemara says it was haruge lud. And Rashi tells you the story. Lulanius v'papus achim shahargu apotropos or turninus harasha bidelukia. They're A non-Jewish woman was killed, and the king called in and said, if you don't tell us who killed him, we're going to kill the whole city. And Papius and Lilinius went forward and they said, we're confessing. And the king understood that they didn't do it. We're confessing. Okay? And the king made fun. If your God is so great, let him do a miracle to you like he did to Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. And they said, listen, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, they were tzaddikim, we're not tzaddikim. And the king for he did the miracle was a good king, and you're a lousy king. Okay? And they were killed. They were killed even though they were innocent. And they're called Harugei Lud because they took responsibility, and because of their sacrifice, the rest of the city was saved. Harugei Lud. Nobody in the next world can stand. So when Rav Shlomo Zalman, somebody once came to Rav Shlomo Zalman to talk to him about going around, making a trip around Israel to visit Kivrei Tzadikim. A yeshiva guy was going to take a couple of days off and daven by the Kivrei Tzadikim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, a famous story, says, why are you running around Israel? Just go to Har Herzl. There you have Kivrei Tzadikim. And when Professor Alman's son was killed in the Lebanese war, so Rav Gusman, who was very close, Rav Gusman was one of the great unsung gedolim of the last generation. And he was a Holocaust survivor who had his baby son ripped from his arms in the Holocaust and killed in front of him. Then he came made it to Eretz Yisrael, rebuilt his life, rebuilt an unbelievable quality but very small yeshiva. And he was very close with Professor Alman, the Nobel laureate, and he went to be Menachem Avel. And he said to Professor Alman, my son, the little kid who was killed in the Holocaust, is waiting upstairs to greet your son, because they're both at the top of the next world. Holocaust victims, soldiers killed in battle. Tzaddikim, Kedoshe Elyon, we have to appreciate it. Now there's going to be a siren in a few minutes, with 2 minutes of silence around the country. As one of my Rosh Yeshivas said, there's no Yiddishkeit in that. It's not a Jewish thing. Our job is to inject Yiddishkeit into it. So they don't know about the Torah way to do these things, and we do, which is why we're going to be learning now Mishnayos Le'ilui Nishmas, the soldiers. And during the 2 minutes, there are Pirkei Tehillim, where there are some who feel it's appropriate, everybody's sitting in silence. One of the things we always say about those 2 minutes of silence is there may not be any Yiddishkeit in the 2 minutes of silence, but we know now that for 2 minutes, no Jew in Eretz Yisrael is speaking Lashon Hara. We have to appreciate that also. Yeah, but our job is to inject Judaism, authentic Torah. What can we do to elevate the neshamos of those who sacrificed so that we can be here? Learning extra Torah for them, being a little bit more meticulous, thinking that you're also a soldier. You're also playing a role in the battle for the spiritual future of Eretz Yisrael, on which the physical future depends. View yourself as a soldier. They get up very early in the morning. They don't pamper themselves. Your limud Torah, your davening, it can be done with commitment, with sacrifice, and most important, appreciate why what they gave so you can be here. Appreciate the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done and continues to do to keep us here, to keep us safe and secure and enabling us to learn Torah. We're now going to learn Mishnayos Le'ilui Nishmas L'Chayalim, and you have Tehillim afterwards. We'll say Akel Malei Rachamim before the siren.
Rabbi Moshe, as the Rosh Yeshiva said, it's a tremendous chus, a merit for us to learn. And in a certain way, it's a funny thing because we're learning Lili Nishmas them, but as was said, that their schus is so great that Bezrat Hashem, they should use their schus and be more rachamim. They should awaken mercy on the whole Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael and all the sick people and all the people in the south and the north. They're always under danger, and we should remember them, and they should, Bezrat Hashem, through our Mishnayos, remember us. And even though we're learning, obviously, in a quick, bekiyas way on the page 806, Mishnayos. Or the letters in the Shema of Soul, and it's a standard practice to learn for deceased Mishnayos. And we're specifically learning 3 Mishnayos in Mikvos, which is about purity, which have the letters, 4 Mishnayos, excuse me, Dalet Hevav Zion, you can see have the letters of Neshama in them. That's why we learn these Mishnayos. But the more we put our koach into them, it's not a tekes, as the Rashiva said, it's not a formality, this is learning. So the more we concentrate and put our minds into it for the few minutes we have, of course, the greater schus and the greater Ilui Neshama will be for them. And with all Klai Yisrael together, it will be a greater Ilui Neshama for us.